Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to New Heights.
This is Kendra Sliss.
And this is Anthony Wagner V.
One of Johnstown's hidden gems is the neighborhood of Cambria City,
a cultural district that is using its history, ethnic heritage, and entrepreneurs to adapt for the future.
Local historian and Lift Johnstown coordinator Brad Clemenson explains the history of Cambria City.
In the 1800s, Cambria Iron Works was established in Johnstown because we had the resources here. Immigrants were attracted from Eastern and Southern Europe to come here and work in these really tough, challenging, dirty jobs in the mill. At one point in the 1870s, Johnstown was the number one steel producer in the world. Cambria City is a National Historic District because of its rich ethnic history and the structures built there by the churches and the other groups.
Here's an interesting thing, is the more we find out that we are different, the more we find out we're the same.
That's Rosemary Pawlowski, Executive Director of Bottle Works Ethnic Arts Center, explaining the effects of the mingling cultures in Cambria City.
The ethnic diversity of Cambria City can be attributed to its founders.
Fred Folta, owner of Our Son's Family Restaurant, explains.
Cambria City is a lot of nationalities here. There was, back for many, many years, there was 10 different churches with different backgrounds. I mean, you've got Slovak and German, and being that we have all of that, there's been all kinds of background people living here in Cambria City. Cambria City was like a city in itself.
Chad Peischer and Stephen Biter, co-owners of Cambria City Flowers, noted the good nature of the people in Cambria City.
It's still a living neighborhood, you know, and I think that's the amazing part. I mean, we could be on our back porch. When we first opened, we were welcomed here. I mean, with people bringing us lasagnas, pagash, kibbe, and they were just so welcoming, and that's not everywhere. I think that is something that is so unique.
The two also commented on how Cambria City has changed from the days of heavy industry.
Today, it's a place that is adapting to a new generation of residents and entrepreneurs.
Johnstown was heavily looked at as you came here, got a job in one of the mills, you worked there until you were able to retire, very much the same as the person that lived next door to you. We came here for the exact opposite reason. Instead of being part of that group identity where everyone's striking out on their own, I think that is what's going to keep the life coming into this neighborhood and then therefore the entire city, if it's known as a place where you can come and be successful at whatever it is you do.
And what do our interviewees have to say about the future of Cambria City?
Cambria City is a destination. You don't have to live here to enjoy Cambria City. The festivals that are here are out of this world.
In Cambria City, there's something going on every corner.
I didn't actually choose Cambria City. I think Cambria City chose me.
There's a lot happening in Cambria City. It's going to be the place to be.
We moved away. I think we always knew we would come back, just didn't know when. I think more people are going to do that. It's hard for us to find people who moved away from here that say they don't miss home.
We're very optimistic that Cambria City is going to turn around our Johnstown area, help us reinvent the community as a vibrant small city.
We encourage you to come over to Cambria City
and experience the culture and diversity of a neighborhood with a proud history
and a promising future.
Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies Youth Philanthropy Internship Program with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
is available at www.cfalleghenies.org.